Okay, you can start your Audacity whenever you're ready. That would be cool. So the one thing I will mention is that since it's all being recorded as one file, any sound that someone makes while somebody else is talking, I won't be really able to edit that out in any way.
I will try really hard not to step on y'all's toes.
I probably will a lot.
You do, but you usually do it when Demiurge is on, so that's the worst. All right, I'm going to open up the channel then, unless I hear a veto.
Open the gates!
Let's see who wins this week. This will be a
pow!
I win this week.
You don't count. You were already in.
You normally win anyway.
Yeah, oh, nobody noticed. No one's
looking
attention.
At all.
Well, we are. Skippy. Skippy won.
Greetings, program. Nope, we sacrificed Ian to a goat god.
But at least it was a locally sourced goat god.
I am the Lord of Goats!
I need to work on that title. Are you saying we sacrificed him to Beta Ray Bill? Or?
Ugh. Chump. Stupid character.
Oh, zing.
It's canon.
Flynn says so we'll have three prepared hosts.
Ah, poor Ian.
I think he overestimates how much I prepare.
You look at the mail once.
I do.
I'm trying to think if I put anything in the mailbox this week. Because that would be really weird for you to read stuff that I put in the mail while I'm on the on the podcast.
I think the only thing I saw was the standard, here's the graphic and, you know. Yeah, here's the
I did say something on Twitter, though, and I can posit that when we...
Man, I am not good at the social medias. If you said something on Twitter, I completely missed it.
My comment was that they missed a golden opportunity to name Kaplan's PvP Wiccan Dance if we want to.
No, that's nice. I enjoyed though Something Wiccan This Way Comes. That was a good movie.
That is pretty good. And yeah, now that I'm on Twitter, I can see. Yeah. The thing is, I'm not on Twitter regularly, and it seems the sort of thing where you will miss something easily.
Yeah, you have to live on the Twitters if you want to.
And I don't, and I won't. I can't.
We have a significant social presence for the size of our museum, and we have a guy who is an absolute genie when it comes to guerrilla marketing on Twitter. So I occasionally am on there just to see what's going on. Hi, Donkey Teeth. It's your mother.
Donkey Teeth. San Diego State Penitentiary. All right, we're way early, so it's a small live crowd, but Jonas, want to go ahead? Yes? No? Maybe?
I am fine with it. Everybody gets the sound of samurai typing.
That is the last typing I'm going to do unless my boss emails me, so.
There's no Google Foo to be had.
Yeah.
All right, let's get this rolling. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 146th installment of the world's greatest podcast that has 1% to do with the video game and 99% with me just ranting about random stuff. This is Puzzle Warriors 3. This week, I am Athos. With me is Porthos and D'Artagnan.
Good evening. Hi. Afternoon.
Hello.
The fourth member of our Three Musketeers is here. We got UNC Samurai sitting in for the ever unreliable Ian. Who's
man,
off?
It's not mine.
He's like, what, bacon biscuits in France or something? You know what he's doing?
I don't know, but he is going to get a night full of sass, I think. Nonstop.
Yeah. He did teach me the DC deck builder game the other night. So that was something.
Yeah, I saw that that Jared had sent you an invite. How did that go?
Okay.
Yeah?
The game is all right. It would be better if I knew any of the characters.
Oh, okay.
Like, they're busting out cards and flipping them over, and it was like when in this game when they announced Hulkling, and I went, who what now?
I only knew Hulkling because of the whole Wiccan stuff. I looked at Wiccan.
Yeah, no idea who it was. But yeah, every one of these DC cards they flipped over, I was like, the what? What the who? Like, all right, Batman, I'm on board. Like, The rest of it, I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, were they in the Justice League? Okay, then never mind.
Right, like, I was like, I don't know DC characters. Give me to Hellblazer and I'll be all right, but I don't know. Anyway, Samurai, thanks for stopping in.
I'm glad to be here. It's weird being in front of the microphone, but I shall do my best, in the words of Ben Stein on his quiz show.
That was a good show.
Yeah, it was a good show. I love Ben Stein. Well, no, that's not true. I really don't like Ben Stein, but I really like that show.
He was good. Bueller.
Yeah, Bueller. Absolutely. I disagree with him on a more political basis.
Oh, I don't pay any attention to what, you know, most people's stuff. So,
Flynn, you are welcome to attempt to win the $2 that are currently in my wallet.
Ooh, challenge accepted. All right, so this is the week of 6/20 through 6/27 of the 2018s for the Super Boring. Today was a Black Storm, Thursday Black Cage, Friday Blue Rocket and Groot, Saturday Purple Spidey, Sunday Red Daredevil, Monday Red She-Hulk, Tuesday Black Deadpool, and
said
Wednesday. What are those words? I think it's a Black Gamora, but man, I can't type any words. It's a said Gamora.
Said Black Gamora.
Yeah.
Nice.
That should be Wednesday Black Gamora. Oh.
And Thursday, it's an Octarine cover.
That's right. Over in your, what am I doing here? Did I change the order of these things? I guess not. Over the 5-day 4-star cut of Ash. Thanks, the Titans.
I'm glad you picked that up. I was completely just laughing to myself and couldn't do it.
When last we spoke, it was Ant-Man versus somebody.
Man, why do I not remember these things?
Yeah, I'm terrible. But
I don't remember.
I had to play it like 3 or 4 times, so I should remember, but...
Teen Gene.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I remember Ian thinking that he wasn't going to make it, and then me realizing it was Teen Gene and going, oh, yeah, you're not going to make it. Yeah, it turns out she killed me once.
She got me a few times.
My champ Ant-Man did not do well. Eventually, you know, second try. I didn't do it till day 2, but second try, was able to pull it off.
I did it first try, champed and stamped, but I had to hate match Green like nobody's business.
Mm. Green, really?
There was a ton of green on the board, and I was picking up the purple whenever I could, but you've got to deny both of her AoEs because she's for being a 3v3 character, she can really still put out the damage 1v1.
Yeah. Yeah, she definitely can. I was surprised. Like I said, first time around, did not go well, but got the purple the next time, and she couldn't get rid of that for some reason and flooded her with the tactile. So,
All right, coming up next, according to the Game Pendium site, it's Safari Joe. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, I do not believe it's true, because if you look at Heroes for Hire, they say Ant-Man's next.
We just did Ant-Man.
Or, sorry, Miles. The covers look the same.
Ah. Yeah, the Game Pendium site has Miles on the 27th.
Yeah, that's what I had up and was looking at.
I assume that Kraven has not had enough chances to go through PvE to qualify. But looking at Heroes for Hire, at the very end of this laundry list of characters, it says, starting soon, Miles Morales, 1 day, 9 hours.
All right, let's go with that then.
I find it interesting that he's in the Heroes for Hire twice. I have him in there twice, once for him and Quake for 7,000 hero points, and then the one that isn't in there yet.
Because he was thrown into S.H.I.E.L.D. training at the same time that Crash of the Titans was coming down the pipeline.
Yeah.
Oh, yep, he is both the start and the end of the line. He is the Alpha and the Omega.
He is a great third wheel with Vulture and 5-star Peter Parker.
I'd imagine.
All right, well, we'll go with that then. So the 27th then is somebody else.
It might be Main Event Hulk. I don't know if he has been in enough PVEs to qualify yet. So I hedge my bets and put both Main Event and Red Hulk up.
Yeah, I would say Red Hulk is way more likely. If Kraven didn't make it, I don't see how Main Event would.
All right, well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
What do we know? Your story events, you got Honor Among Thieves is wrapping up. 12,500 gets you 3 Fist. 23.5 is a Yellow Wiccan. 52,000 for 30 CP. Top 50 folks get the chump that is Jubilee. And 51 to 400 is Doctor Doom. Simulator Story is next, which I really wish they'd rename so it's not confused with Simulator Not Story. 12,000 is 3 Doom. 22,000 is more of that chump Jubilee. 49,000 for the CP. Top 50 is Nightcrawler. 51 to 400 is Blade.
I know you don't care for the Jubilee, but she just got way better. And I know we'll talk about it later. But
yeah, that's later. Later. In the Hay season, Soul season, Stars and Stripes is running now. 800 is a Red Sentry, 900 is Yellow Marika, 1200 for the CP. Top 10 is Valkyrie, and 11 to 50 is Angel. And then the next rewards aren't out yet, but the next event is Valkyrie's first event, which is like Junk Collector or something like that.
And I believe that's the last event of the season before we get to the usual off-season events.
Yeah. All right, let's move it on. All right, he's not here. So this will be short, short, and short sweet. Now it's time for the pie, brought to you by...
This Pie.
This Pie.
This Pie.
All right, so this week's pie is Carbo Pie.
Caramel pie.
Caramel pie. It is some sweet softened cream cheese, sweetened condensed milk, frozen whipped lube, also known as Cool Whip, graham cracker crust, caramel ice cream topping, sweetened shredded coconut, which is then toasted, and a quarter cup of chopped pecans. Toast those as well. Let's see, mix all this, mix in a bowl, mix your cream cheese and your milk, fold in the whipped topping, spread it in the pie crust. Drizzle in your caramel topping, combine your coconut and your pecans, sprinkle in the rest, repeat layers, chill until serving, or freeze it, and then put it in your face.
I'm curious
for Joe version.
I'm curious how that would do if you left out the coconut and the pecans.
Just add in some amaretto to the caramel topping.
Ooh, there you go.
I did love amaretto.
Now I'm back on board.
Amaretto is good, okay? Amaretto sours are really good, okay? Yummy. All right, moving on. There you go, Joe. Short, short, super sweet. Let's talk about 155 release notes. There's a clue.
A clue?
Are you ready? Is everyone sitting down?
I happen to have a chair underneath me, yes.
All right, the clue is the deciding vote. And clearly that is the deciding vote is that Dazzler is awesome. So, guaranteed Dazzler.
So how obscure could this be? Like, is it the deciding vote is a reference to government, so it's the vice president because he's the deciding vote in the House, or am I getting too deep into the... I have no idea, by the way. I've been looking at this for like half an hour, and I have no idea what the deciding vote means.
Wasn't there a Vote Loki comic not too long ago?
Oh, God, please not another duplicate character. We're so sad.
But Loki would make sense.
I don't know. Flynn has a guess that it is going to be the super not sad for the movie that I'm not going to watch, Hope Van Dyne as the Wasp. Ugh.
From what I have heard, the movie is more important to the overall MCU arc than you would initially think. So maybe there's reason to see it.
I don't want to. It's going to be chock full of terrible jokes. And I'm just not going to like it.
That is probably, I can't argue with either one of those statements.
I mean, I liked the last movie so much. Infinity War was great.
Yeah, Infinity War was excellent. I agree. And yeah, the excess humor is just, it's too much. But I mean, when you get Paul in there, you have to, you know, have excess humor. Right?
He almost got run over by Thomas the Train. Come on.
That was one of the most, that was such an innovative fight scene. I really enjoyed the out-of-the-box thinking on that scene.
There you go.
Just get bigger. You dodge the whole train. It's a toy train.
I don't know. There's part of me that enjoys Craig suffering right now.
Yeah. I mean, at least this movie tells me he's going to be in Giant Man form more often.
Right, yeah.
So that's nice.
But I don't know.
Still, it still should be Hank Pym, not chumpy Paul Rudd.
Man, you gotta get over that. That actually happened in the comic. Like, that's not that far off.
Gotta change it. Don't have to like it.
Yeah. I enjoyed the first movie. I do think it was excess of humor, but I still enjoyed the first movie, so I think I will still enjoy the second movie.
Yeah. We'll see. The other things is that, hey, there's a new feature we'll talk about shortly. Saved covers. That's exciting.
Yeah.
And support perks that activate at the start of the battle will now activate in accordance to their listed percentages. I'm not sure what that means.
Yeah, that's vague enough that I have no idea, but it sounds like a good fix.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's a bad fix. Maybe they were just always working. I don't know.
Long as I get my Chimichanga's AP, that's all that matters.
I don't have one of those. So
I do. I don't see it trigger very often. However, Wong, He triggers all the time. He is my best friend right now.
Moving forward, as Ray mentioned, they have made Jubilee slightly better. She will now give you Phoenix covers. So you will get those at levels 280, 300, 320, 340, 350, and 360, going in the green, purple, and red order.
I like that.
So that's good times.
Yeah.
That's exciting stuff. What else we got? All right. The aforementioned Hulkling that I had never heard of a day in my life. And I'm not sure why he's a Hulkling if he's part Kree and part Skrull. That, neither one of those things are Hulks.
He's green.
So he's a space Hulk.
Green, but neither of those things are Hulks. So I don't understand the name.
Man, you just hate everything new.
Man, the new Immortal Hulk, that was good. Enjoyed it very much.
Unfortunately, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, they rebooted the Hulk comic back with Banner.
Okay.
And he is now called the Immortal Hulk because Hulk cannot be killed. And it is a much more of a throwback to the old school Hulk, where Hulk is kind of a giant jerk that does what Hulk wants to do and doesn't really care about a whole lot of other things besides Hulk. So it's good stuff. So Hulkling of the Young Avengers variety started on the yesterday, I believe, in the support screen and in the store.
That sounds right.
The Hulkling store has all the contents of the support comic store, plus the Vibranium, the Dora Milaje, the Shuri's Lab, so on and so on and so on. He is available at 4x odds. There are beginner, advanced, and master packs. The odds to get a rank 5 support in the master pack is 1 in 27. There's also the Hulkling Vault, which is 120 items, which has 1 master token, 5 advanced, 9 beginner, 1 4-star, 14 3-stars, some ISO, and 748,000 2-stars. It's crazy. Kate Bishop's Heroes for Hire is going down. Man, no comment on that. It's crazy.
I was trying to find how many there actually were.
63.
Gotcha.
In my world, they're all 2-stars. That's all I get are 2-stars, and randomly I get a support token, and then every time it says, you already have this one. Have some red ISO. And I just get sad. Kate Bishop Heroes for Hire, 4,800 hero points. Contents is 1,500 res ISO, 2 Hulkling advanced tokens, 3 Hulkling beginner, and a blue Kate Bishop cover. And there's also the America Heroes for Hire, 250 CP. For 5,000 red ISO, a Hulkling Master, a Hulkling Advanced, and a red Marga. There you go. What's Hulkling even do? I didn't even look. Let's see. The supported character's base green match damage is increased by 110. Their health is increased by 2,079. When the supported character fires a power, there's a 54% chance to fortify a random friendly special tile. When the supported character is healed, they heal an extra 635. Whenever a young Avenger makes a match, so whenever Wiccan makes a match, there's a 60% chance to gain an extra AP of that color. That's nice. And if you equip into Wiccan at the start of the turn, there's a 32% chance to gain 2 AP in a color that you have less than 6 of.
Wow.
So to try and kickstart him a bit.
He needs it from playing him on the, I don't know, whatever the current event is. I don't have it in front of me, but it took him a while to get charged up. I wanted to see the chain lightning animation, and it took me a while. Now, the board wasn't cooperating, but...
Yeah, I was playing Wiccan for a while, Wiccan, and I would throw, and I had him free. I was throwing them together with Marika and Thanos, and just not using any powers.
Wiccan is one of those characters that, much like we had that discussion with Main Event Hulk months ago, he might be good when you get him to full covers, but when he's undercovered... He really just hit you. You can't activate the power of the demiurge that easily, because about the only color that he'll reliably, I've got him at like 232. The only color I can reliably get him to trigger or to get is aligned with his matching is blue. So if I can make a blue match, I get to clear that row. But everything else, you've got to run him with really low level 3-stars.
Yeah,
until you can get him up to a certain level.
Sure. That makes sense. But did you notice that he was a 5-4-5 in the loner event where you got to play with him fully covered? He was
all the magic of developers.
he was really fully covered.
that explains why Demiurge Anthony beat me in a PvP months ago. I randomly saw that he came up on my, you've lost points, do so and so. Well, yeah, if he's getting to run 14 covers.
All right, let's move forward. Saved covers.
Yes.
New and came out of nowhere.
Has saved my bacon already.
Yeah, I already have several that I've saved. where are we at? Because, hold on, they've changed it at the top, so now I'm lost. This is available for 2-star characters and higher. Covers can be saved on non-champion characters who have less than 13 total covers. When a character's power is at max level, further covers of that power in your reward cache can be saved. Covers from the saved reward cache or when viewing the character in the roster screen. Maximum of 5 covers can be saved to a single character. Now 3 if that's a 5-star. Once you have saved 5 or 3 covers on a character, you can trade them in for a single power of your choice on the same character. So it was 5 initially. Apparently, the people who don't like a gift horse, you know, decided that they were going to complain about that option, and they changed it from 5 to 3 because no one likes things the way they are. Apparently, you got to complain about the thing that you were given.
So can I just say,
people,
when we started talking about the save covers here in Discord, it was like applause and huzzah and dilly dillies. Everybody was very happy about it, so I'm very pleased to see that. Our Facebook group, let's just say it's the opposite. There was so much negativity.
And why?
I think it's because it didn't fix it completely according to what they were thinking. It didn't give them, you know, the rainbow cover that you could use anywhere. Here's the thing. It's solidly positive. Like, it just gives you more options. It doesn't take any options away from you, is the way I see it. I don't see any negative thing to it. Does it fix it completely? But it addresses the problem in a very good way, in my mind.
Yeah, I was super happy about this.
Yeah. My Jubilee that was about to die was incredibly happy. And I've already used it for like a 3-star even, so...
Well, yeah, I've got a Colossus that I'm recycling, and he's got a 6th red cover that got saved. But most importantly, just barely, not quite 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks before Monday, I got my 300th Kate Barton or Kate Bishop cover, and I was like, oh crap, I have a 6th Hawkeye blue. What am I going to do? And then it just barely squeaked it. Like, I was sitting there watching the thing, and it had turned to yellow, and it said, you know, X amount of hours. And I'm like, oh, please, 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 please go ahead. Push the update. But thankfully, I saved the cover. So this is the big thing for me, is I do not have to worry about where my 4-star feeders are anymore. I've been deathly afraid because I've been watching my Vulture over the last couple of months inch ever so much more closer to 300, and my 353 5-star Peter Parker sitting there going, oh no, oh no. But now, hey, great. I just have to wait for, you know, my 4-star feeders to get to a certain level. I'm not feeling that pressure on Black Bolt anymore. I'm not feeling that pressure on 5-star Peter Parker. I'm not feeling that pressure on Hawkeye. The 5-star, the 5 covers versus 3, I could take or leave it. I seriously doubt that I'm not a whale. I'm not a free to player. I do spend a little money on the game. I'm never going to burn enough legendary tokens and CP to deal with that. I've dealt with a couple of cover swaps in my play history. Miraculously, I was able to champ Thor right before he rotated out. That was sort of the exception to the norm, because I was spending so much CP chasing Gambit covers and managed to champ him instead. The trading 5, I seriously doubt I'm ever going to trade 3 covers for a cover of my choice. The biggest thing about this is I can bank the covers until the feeders come in. Exactly. And when the feeders all line up properly, hey, free LT, free legendary token. It seems like, or, you know, it might as well be when everything sorts itself out.
Yeah. I agree with that completely.
Yeah. I just wish this had gone live before I lost my last Howard the Duck cover. Cause man, I can just not get the 13th cover for that guy.
I do not want to think about, and it's been 2.5 years since they introduced 5-stars. Silver Surfer was introduced in fall of 2015. So it's been almost 3 years. I have, you know, for the longest time, my Silver Surfer was like 205, and the number of Black Silver Surfer covers that I pulled and had to just, you know, and I'm sure there are whales out there looking at me playing the world's microscopic violin, but, you know, losing any five-star cover is...
It's painful, yeah.
Yeah, it's like having to give away a kitten. you don't want to.
That's a bad example, buddy. With Craig in the room.
Yeah, I totally want to give away all the kittens right back to hell from whence they spawned.
Oh, I have a foster fail that we absolutely could not give up because he Mrs. Samurai, he's like a guard puppy now. But that's neither here nor there.
While that was going on, I want to mention this Donkey Teeth put out a pro tip, so paying attention to what you were saying, I couldn't make heads or tails of it. My brain wouldn't wrap around it. So I'm going to read it out loud and see how that works. So when you pull a viable 13th cover, don't add the cover until it's about to expire. Then if you pull a useless 6th cover within that time frame, you can still save it. The only situation where that won't work is if you end up with the 4-4-4 build. But if you have a 4-4-4 build, you're good with any cover, so it's not really a downside in any case. So, anyway.
I see what he's saying. Basically, you're buying yourself an extra 2 weeks. Like, yeah. Let's say you have a 5-5-1, you get the first color. You extend yourself a little bit longer. Or, I'm sorry, 5-5-2. Yeah, okay. No, it makes sense. You're basically buying yourself an extra couple of weeks.
Yeah, and as Sluggo pointed out, very important if you're breaking Horde. If you've got hoarded up and you're just cashing in a bunch, yeah. Absolutely. I don't do that often, but...
Right. But, I mean, yeah, I don't know if we mentioned... I think I don't know if I even got this far. But, yeah, the thing is, once you champion the guy, they automatically becomes champion level. So, yeah, I was super excited about this feature. So...
Yeah, I think it's
people
great.
People who are negative about it, I say fie on you.
You know, I said the other day in chat, I said, I would really love to see D3 and Demiurge just run an experiment where they post on the forum, we're going to give out 100 free ISO tomorrow. And just see how many negative comments the post accrues just for, hey, we're just randomly giving you 100 free ISO.
Oh, it's going to be 100. How can I do anything with 100? That's dumb. You should give me 100,000.
It's all like, right, you have a crystal ball.
I see. I am in Ice9's head. He said we talked about that exact thing so many times.
And then let's talk about the big change, because this is an interesting go here.
Oh, yeah, I just read that, yeah.
A PvP reward structure is being changed again. So if you recall, they did that test where they went to wins as opposed to points, which I was happy about because as someone who doesn't get that many points, wins are easier for me to pull off. The whale folks who score lots of points hated that very muchly, so then it got reverted back. Now there is a hybrid. The two systems are being combined. So starting with the upcoming off-season, all progression rewards and versus tournaments will have a points goal and a cumulative wins goal. Once you have acquired that many points or that many wins, you now get the reward. So in their example, you know, you will get a reward at either 71 points or 3 wins kind of thing. For those who tested earlier, the number of wins you need for each reward tier is similar to the last test. They've added a few rewards to progression since then. So numbers are a little bit different. They kept the command point reward and progression, which is 75 wins or 1,200 points. They'll also be using that system for the shield simulator that runs each season. Won't be using it for the season's progression rewards, though. They want to stay those consistently on points. No changes to lightning routes. So there you go. Once you reach either goal, you get the reward. So if you get the points first or wins first, you know, whichever. So thresholds, 40 wins or 900 points for the 16th reward. 50 wins or 1,000 points for the 17th reward, 75 wins or 1,200 points for the 18th reward.
So I remember having a discussion about this when we had, it wasn't the last time, but when we had Demiurge on previously, and I remember somebody asked about the possibility of doing a combination, and I think we discussed that it was, yeah, but how much work would that do be to, you know, code it in, and we weren't sure but apparently it's possible. Apparently they've been working on it, because there it is.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know. I think it's an interesting change. I'll see how it goes. I can never get that many points. It's impossible for me.
1,200? So, yeah.
Yeah. I still probably won't get 75 wins either, but...
I've hit 900 points. That's my high. Like 906.
I hit 1,200 once upon a time when I was still in the 4-star MMR, but in the 5-star MMR, unless you've got the absolute perfect team for meta, it's, you've got to do a lot of shield hopping and a lot of coordinating in PvP rooms. And it's just easier for me to do one shield hop, zero to one shield hops, and just hit 900 and call it a day. I was a very vocal opponent of how the win system was handled in that particular season. I thought that 40 wins was incredibly excessive for most of us that chase 900 points. It took anywhere between 50, you know, probably 20 to 25 wins to reach 900 points. So basically we were looking at, you have to play another 3/8 worth of matches in order to get the exact same rewards that you were getting. And that frustrated a lot of us. That, you know, we've got a number of top 100 PvP alliances in the best group, including, you know, my own best hybrid. And when they said that, we basically said, guys, the requirements for this season are just completely out the window because we don't know how this is going to work out. And, you know, to the credit of about half of my alliance teammates, they soldiered through it. They managed to hit their thresholds. I had so much trouble hitting 900 or hitting 40 wins because when you're in the 5-star MMR tier, you very quickly just run into a wall.
Yeah.
And, you know, a year ago when we were going through this particular duration, it was all gamble all the time. And, you know, if you don't have a champ Thor and champ Strange, or if you don't have your own champ Gambit and Black Bolt, that is a difficult wall to overcome.
Yeah.
But this system, I cannot be happier with this. You know, we can still get our 900. You guys can occasionally chase your 40 wins if there's a particular cover you want, especially if it's a feeder cover that gets you a, you know, Craig, when Jubilee comes up in PvP, there's your chance to finish off your Phoenix.
Yeah, that'll be good stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I want to see how it plays out. It's, you know, we'll see how it goes. It sounds encouraging.
Yeah. I mean, how can this be bad? It seems like the kind of a best of either world that you like.
All right. There you go. That's all the news that fits to print. What do we have in local news? Anything?
My cul-de-sac's almost done. I don't know. That's all I got. I got nothing. Barandiak said he had local stuff going on. He didn't have time. So
I got a new phone today. That was nice.
Yeah, I don't know if that's local news. It's very local.
It's local to me.
Yeah.
Hyper local. I mean, local news here is hot. My official what the forecast today didn't have a number. It just said Swamp Thing's armpit.
Oh, that's rough. That's a character I've heard of. apparently on the Discord, they're telling me that more stores are closing at the mall. But no.
Okay. Y'all still have a mall?
Barely.
Yeah, it's got four stores in it or something. I don't know. It's got a GameStop because you can't kill those things. It's got senior center, the adult active center, I guess we're calling it nowadays. It's got a gym and
Macy's?
Maybe? Is that Macy's that's still at the end?
Maybe.
There's a discount furniture place.
I don't know. I don't go to the mall.
Yeah, I haven't been to the mall in a while.
They closed our mall about 4 or 5 years ago, and the only people that have been inside it are the ones trying to steal a copper out of the AC system.
Apparently, it's the Things Remembered that will be closing, which is, as far as I know, it's just the place you only go when you're having a wedding.
Well, you didn't remember it, so clearly they failed.
Yeah, I mean, you go there, you get something engraved for your groomsmen. That's really all they sell there. I don't think it does any other business.
Sluggo, let's go to the mall.
Today? Exactly when would you like to go to the mall, Robin? That is my ringtone at work for a while. One of the guys that works for me sets that as my ringtone. And then I never want to actually answer my phone because I get too much enjoying the let's go to the mall song.
Yeah, I'm sure that wasn't planned.
Let's go to the mall today. For a while, he made it the Sandcastles in the Sand. And he also did the PS I Love You one as well. But I think now we've wrapped back around to let's go to the mall. So we've gotten all the Robin Sparkles. Although I don't think he did the what was the one she did with her partner? The two beavers one.
Two beavers are better than one.
It was the one where she was on a spaceship with Alan Thicke.
Yeah, yeah. I remember vaguely.
It's two beavers are better than one. Yeah. I don't think we did that one yet. So maybe I'll have to put that in.
Space Jeans Algebra Challenge.
While you figure it out at home, how about we sing you a song about our beavers?
But hey!
No, you do not get to hear the beaver song.
That's a request for my next Rito.
Seriously, are we not doing phrasing anymore?
All right, so this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Ares tries desperately to win a war. Ares, take it away, Samurai.
Ares tries to forget that he looked a lot like Remus Lupin in those movies. For those of you who know your mythology, Ares, the Greek god of war, you Roman heathens may know him as Mars. He's one of the last two stars before we move on back to the threes. He is green, red, and yellow. Green Onslaught. You basically Hassan chop somebody. It's an incredible amount of damage per AP at that tier. The drawback, of course, is for every 2 AP you spend on it, they get 1. Yeah. So the trick is always in the third node of the DDQ is to find the person who actually uses green
and
use it to kill them. Yes.
Yep.
His red is a very standard area of effect. He basically does a sweep attack. He hits everybody within 5 feet of him, cleaves for a considerable amount of damage, or even more if you've somehow managed to, if he's managed to take a lot of damage. His yellow, Sunder. He deals a chunk of damage. He also deals some damage to himself. He drops a countdown tile. When the countdown tile expires, you deal a little more after effect damage, and he heals himself back up a little bit. I know a lot of people really don't like self-damaging abilities. Unless he is your two-star essential, you're going to be playing him in exactly two nodes.
Right.
The two DDQ nodes. So you should not be worried about him taking a little bit of damage. I know some people tend to run him at 5-3-5. I have experimented a lot with 4-4-5. I did not put the top six on. I actually missed a chunk while I was trying to prepare this this infographic. I am ashamed. I will have to commit seppuku.
Hopefully not now.
4-4-5 is the most popular build. I don't disagree with that. The fifth cover of his green drops the power cost from 6 to 5. It doesn't actually deal any extra damage. And this is a match 3 game. 1 equals 3. You're going to get 6 when you're going to have 5 anyway, unless for some reason you absolutely need to use a green AP boost when you're going into a 2-star DDQ node. Wow. Otherwise, 4 covers is just as good as 5. And save the AP boost for when you run Thanos Black Panther in that last PvP match when you shield hop.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's Ares. That is probably the single most effective of the 2-stars at dealing a chunk of damage to that one set of DDQ opponents.
Yeah, he can dish it out, that's for sure.
I like what I said. Juggernaut hits his head all the time and no one cares about that. They shouldn't care if Ares is giving himself a paper cut. Now, the only time I did care about it was when, 2 stars was all I had, and you know, I had to fight everything with 2 stars and see how far I could get in the day. But, yeah, it's not those days are long gone. So,
well, yeah, see, for me, those days were when I was running Wolverine, and if he got down on health, you just went back into that very first story node and ran him. Matched a couple of yellow to get his health back up.
Yeah.
And got your 20 ISO.
That's funny. Yeah, I don't know. I used to be really down on the powers that hurt yourselves. Like, I hated all of them. And then I got Thanos, and then I gave up. I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
I still hate the one. Tummy cramps.
It does have terrible animation.
Yeah.
Not the one. Wrong tool. Never use this.
Tummy cramps. Good times. All right, well, that's what's going on in Xandar this week. Ray, what's in the mailbag?
The mailbag. Well, we're going to start it off with something very specific. But hey, ooh, before I do, I want to give a thanks to Willie Lumpkin.
I've got the usual for you.
Thanks for bringing us the mail. So very specific to Samurai. We got a message on our webpage from Virus Hunter, and he said that I heard in the Family Alliance chat that Samurai is going to be guest hosting. Are you sure you want to enable his podcast hosting addiction? I don't know.
All I know is at some point I am totally down for the listener call-in show with Craig, where we take whatever questions and Craig can be as blue as he wants to be.
Yeah, that's still on my list of things to do. I'm probably going to be Monday nights. I still haven't gotten my machine to work properly with recording my own Discord chat, though.
It's not easy. Anyway,
I need to play with that some more. But yeah, then the thought's going to be a Monday night show just for random calling to talk about whatevs.
Obscure pop culture and old TV with Craig.
The show's actually going to be called Derailed with Wooly. So
there you go.
I like that Alpha asks, Craig swears. Craig is, let me just say, I am amazed we've been able to go 140-some episodes with as little swearing as we have. It is.
Yeah, I tend to curse a whole lot. And in fact, it comes up in my work review each year that I should curse a whole lot less at work. I love cursing.
Okay, I'm going to get on with the mailbag. So with the new update for the saved characters, Wonko33 says, there goes the On the Vine segment. I don't know what we're going to do now. Dying on the Vine. Yeah. Nothing's going to be dying.
Languishing on the Vine.
Temporarily paused on the Vine.
What did you get this week that you can't use?
Purgatory.
Jeff Cascadian said, as the Cascadian, I approve of the changes to how Cascades are now done. I don't think it was needed, but not bad. He also said not only would he like to see Namor added to the game, he would like three versions, a 1-star, a 3-star, and a 5-star.
Imperious Rex!
What just happened?
That's Namor's battle cry. He shouts out Imperious Rex, which he did in the last X-Men Red comic, and it made me laugh and smile and enjoy myself. I love it when he comes out in his tiny little underwear and shouts Imperious Rex at people.
If he's a 4-star and he gets his own PvP, they have to call it, here, fishy, 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 fishy.
No, it has to be Imperious Rex.
I would be good with either one of those. But you would be fine with duplicate Namors? Is that what you're saying?
I would prefer just one. He could be the second 6-star right after Dazzler. But, you know, I could live with a 5-star.
No.
He's Marvel's first mutant. He has to be up on the chart.
No 6-stars. It's not a thing. It's not going to be a thing. Don't do it. I am perfectly okay with multiple of the same character. The only time I don't really like it is in the case of 5-star caps. I don't need multiple of the same character on the same tier. But, I mean, I get over it because I really like the new one. But in any case, I don't agree with you. I think multiple characters across tiers, I think that's great, especially if there's different iterations of the same one. It's all fine.
We've got a few, photos of, or, you know, clips of Namor shouting Imperious Rex at people at the Discord stream.
Nice. I see that. Jeff also said, the new cover saving system is great. I already traded 5 of the 8 3-star Thor covers that I have that I couldn't use into 1 green cover that I needed to champ him. Also saved several 4-star covers that were dying because the characters can't even come close to being championed. So, yeah, see? It's all good.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
626 Aussie. Covers. Yeah. 626 Aussie. He brought up that Wiccan had 14 out of 13 covers. He also said that he did the loner match with Wiccan twice. Rogue died both times. Wiccan and Milo almost died on the first match, and Wiccan did die on the second one. So Miles had to save the day being invisible. That match was really difficult. I'm glad he had 14 covers. I also wanted to bring up a whole bunch of people posted on the Reddit about not being able to get the podcast. I'm not saying that our host was to blame. iTunes did an update, a security update, and I don't know if they didn't tell everyone that they were requiring a security update, but in any case, our host wasn't ready, so it took a couple days for the RSS feed to propagate out. But it did work on the webpage, and it worked on the host site, on podomatic.com. So our numbers were really skewed. I want to say a thank you for everyone who were put up with it, but our downloads, we had 6,000 downloads this last week. So, wow, I'm glad you guys are liking the podcast. That number was huge. Hopefully it's all straightened out now. According to the emails, it's all good. So, Jordan from Jersey said, Wiccan is awesome, both in the comics and in the game. As for Switch, it's not much of a retcon as a de-retcon. He says that the whole their Magneto's Kids thing was a retcon in the first place. Is that true? I don't remember that. I mean, I'm assuming that's true. I trust Jordan from Jersey.
Yo, dog, I heard you like retcons.
I always grew up thinking the Switch and Quicksilver were Magneto's kids, so...
Yeah, I mean, is that the basis for the whole House of M storyline?
Yeah.
Is it the House of Magneto?
Right. So, I don't know. There's a piece of this that I'm missing, but maybe he can provide all the information.
I don't know. I'd have to go and bust out old comics and try to read through. And I mean, I have the first 40 years of both the Avengers and the X-Men on DVD, so I suppose I could read through all those again and see what it says.
Let me just say, I'm not doing that. I wouldn't mind it. It's not that I would hate doing that. I would love if I had absolutely nothing to do but read comics. That would be awesome, but I don't. Jordan also said that donuts are an all-day, everyday food, not just breakfast. Hence my confusion. Also, does it count as local news for me to sing praises of Shady Maples Donuts in roughly our neck of the woods? I've never heard of this. Is that a thing?
No.
Okay. I might have to Google that later and see what I can find. I don't have any idea where that is. Apparently, it's a Pennsylvania Dutch thing.
I'll agree. Down there, not there. Lancaster.
Lancaster, yeah. It's Lancaster in Ohio.
Lancaster.
I know. We're in Pennsylvania. Perondiac, Ant-Man was great, too much humor, but you guys liked Ragnarok. Well, no. Ian and I did not like Ragnarok, because same reason. Craig was okay with it. But.
With what?
Ragnarok? I enjoyed it. I thought it was the best Thor movie yet.
No, I still like Thor 1 better, but I was okay with Ragnarok. It tried too hard to be Guardians of the Galaxy 3,
yeah.
So that could have been toned back. There was no Natalie Portman, so that was awesome.
Did you see the Natalie Portman thing that Eric from Cincinnati posted?
No, I saw a post. I saw your commentary where even her being in pain does not save her from being annoying. So I just couldn't subject myself to it.
Yeah, I couldn't make it through it.
For those who don't know, apparently there's some video out there of her eating what, hot chili peppers or something?
Wings, except vegan wings.
Oh, good God.
Because she's vegan.
Of course she is.
Vegans can fly?
No, they're flightless winged creatures.
Because they don't have enough strength to get off the ground.
Right.
So they don't need any meat.
In any case, I actually liked Ragnarok. I'm exaggerating. However, there was too much silly humor. It gets tiring. I just didn't like that part of it. Toward the end, I became more of a fan. The ending of the movie was pretty good. In any case, back to the mail. Perondiac, cascade change. I'll take it. It doesn't hurt my feelings if the computer is gimped a bit. I think that's the overall consensus. And like I said, he said he didn't have any actual local news. He's had a crazy week of his own. So hopefully things are better next week. I want to know what's going on in my neck of the woods. But that is all we have. So, hey, thanks, Lumpy.
All right. Are you going to try this with me here? You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we're just here to pump you up. That's better than Ian. Brought to you, as always, by Mystify.
Mystify.
All right. Read your own infographic.
Well, I'm going to expound on the infographic just a little because, you know, I put all the 4-star info in there because I know Ian is not as familiar with the 4-stars, but I'm going to give a little detail on each of the tiers because I know there are some folks that listen to us that, you know, at every tier, even the ones that are just working on the prologue. So let's start in the kiddie pool, the 1-star tier for those of you still running those in story mode. Spidey. Jugs is awesome. I am convinced 1-star Spidey is the new single best 1-star character flat out.
Yep.
3 powers. All of them cost 6. 2 matches. Boom. When he is boosted, I think that his health and his increased match damage, he'll be incredibly useful. When he's already incredibly useful well into the 2-star tier. Those of you who are in the 2-to-3-star transition, you'll be able to get some good use out of him this week. I'm at the point now where I'm seriously considering replacing a couple of my 0-5 1-star Black Widow team-up loners with a couple of 0-0-5 Spideys because 2 crit tiles for 6 mana, six mana, jeez. You know, that's I value board shake over everything, because when you disrupt the board, good things happen. So he'll be incredible. Hawkeye, he's not as good. Outside of Spidey and Jugs, board shake is hard to find early on. Targeted board shake has its usefulness, but he's only got two powers. His red is a little too expensive for what it does. I think his utility is really going to fall off a cliff as you get into the 1 to 2 star transition. By the time you're running 2 stars in the 50 to 60 level range, I don't see much use for Hawkeye at that point. In the 2 star tier, we take a little bit of a step back. This week we've got Bullseye and Miss Marvel. Well, I've run Bullseye a couple times in DDQ just to keep myself fresh with him. I think he's really overcosted, but Bullseye's black is incredibly useful for people in the lower tier in one specific situation. When Strange Sights comes around and you absolutely positively have to beat Cassilius, those crit tiles are amazing. Even into the in probably early on in the 4 star tier, he would still be useful at that specific ability. And the fact that he can create the purple protect tiles, I think, helps him live a little bit longer. There'll be a point at which you'll just drop using him and you'll start using Quicksilver. But unfortunately, there's no Strange Sights this week. It's Simulator, and I just don't see a whole lot of use for him. Maybe the PvE that comes after Simulator will have some survival nodes. He does pretty well in those because you can usually build up some protect tiles during the goon waves, and then you'll have a little bit more survivability when the actual enemy PCs come out. I don't think it's a good week for him. Same for Miss Marvel. She has a really unique ability to feed team up. I don't see that really anywhere else in the game, but there's not a lot of use for it outside of some very specific situations. She might be useful in getting some serious board shake going with Lazy Storm, but that requires so much yellow. You would almost have to run them with a yellow feeder. And I'm trying to think of yellow feeders other than Cloak and Dagger. And if you're running a good Cloak and Dagger, you've left Miss Marvel in the dust.
Right.
Yeah.
3 star tier. Levels. 3 star tier, solid this week. You've got Deadpool. He's a meat shield with an I win button. Run him once a day in an easy node or in the required character DDQ. Get those points up, rack up those points. There will be times when that button absolutely helps you out. Trying to get the 4 wins in that last difficult node right before the one shot in Simulator, it's always a team that gives you a lot of trouble unless you've got a really solid synergy. Maybe he's the way you just go, boom, I'll take the points and I'll take my CP. Strange, his blue is a really good stun. His purple special tile removal is solid. His yellow is such a good ability normally in story mode, but in Simulator, the enemy PCs are just not going to fire off powers as quickly as the goons are. So the week he's boosted, his best advantage really gets turned against him. Although that will make his stun more useful, because, and granted, 5 star is a little different than 3 star, but some of the play style is similar. I really don't like to actually stun the goons, because to me that slows down the damage ideal, because right. I want those goons to be out there firing their powers off every other turn because it kills them quicker. Iron Mana Battery. He's got a red that deals a lot of direct damage. He's got a blue that's an AoE. They have some secondary AP drain. Those powers are irrelevant. You run IM40 for one reason and one reason only.
Battery Man.
Match yellow twice, drop the CD tiles, spend that AP somewhere. He's going to be incredibly useful with some of the boosted fours, and I'll get to that in a little bit. Kamala Khan is kind of the poor man's Medusa. She's got the best burst heal for the 3-star tier, and I think it's the second best burst heal for a team behind Medusa overall. Her purple does some really good board shake, and you get a lot of green AP out of it. The green is a solid AoE. She does not translate all that well once you scale up into the 4-star tier, because you're going to want to run her at 3-5-5. Maybe you run her at 5-5-3 if you're running with a bunch of 4 stars. The health bursts have a very narrow window of usefulness. But if you're in the 3-star tier, she's solid. finally in the three-star tier, we have Loki. And, you know, it's great that he gets more health and he gets a little more match damage, but he is this weird character that just his being boosted does absolutely nothing for him because all three of his abilities do not deal with damage scale. You've got special tile stealing, you've got tile swapping, you've got AP stealing. It's all the exact same regardless of the level he's at. So that's the three-star tier. Four-star tier, outstanding. This set of four stars was outstanding in late March. I went back and looked, episode 134, exact same boosted list, but I'm not going to knock it. You all want to go ahead and make your Blade Forgotten character? Yeah, I don't know. I seriously have never understood why people forget him.
Yeah.
His red ability is so incredibly effective. Once you invest the initial cost into banking the red AP and, oh, look, Iron Mana Battery is boosted this week. So you're going to have opportunities to generate a lot of red. You're basically, once you get that up and going, you're spending one red a turn to deal and boosted and champed 6,000 damage or more every turn. At SCL9, your goons are in the 17 to 20 range. Your enemy PCs start in the 18 to, they get up to 24, maybe into the mid to high 20s. You're still able to kill an enemy about every 3 to 4 turns with that damage, not counting the other damage you're doing. You have to remember, Peggy at 270, unboosted, her punch deals 6,700 damage. And that's what, 9? Blade's doing that every turn for 1. Now, you don't know where it's going.
Right.
It could be really unfortunate and that damage could hit someone who will then trigger some other effect, but it's
real strong.
It is so good. So, so good. He's got a green area of effect. It's got a little bit of true heal once you have that red AP going. That's nice. I don't think it's just a nice bonus. If you can pull it off, great. But concentrate on maintaining the red and concentrate on maintaining red tiles on the board so you can get those good strike tiles. A little more on that just a bit. His black destroys some of the enemy's strongest AP, and if you've got enough red AP, it'll create some red tiles, which will help feed his strike tiles. The problem is if you have enough red AP, he's not going to be producing the strike tiles. You know, I'm generally a fan of board shake. You know, that's one of the things I value. 11 is a little on the high side for me, so I run him at 5.53. Gamorpha.
Yeah.
If we ever get a week where she and Grokket are boosted, the 4-star PvP tier is just going to be broken. And maybe they're actively trying to avoid that. Her red deals
when either one of them is boosted, that's the only teams I see.
Yeah.
Only ever them. And yeah, it's nonstop.
Yeah. But her blue really doesn't benefit that much from the boost. It's the black that really takes off with the boost. You know, her red has some upfront damage and it deals persistent damage based on the countdown tile being on the board. The problem is half of the story mode you're playing this week is simulator. There are more active enemy PCs on the board. There's going to be more matchmaking. I really do not like having countdown and trap tiles out when more matches are being made, because that basically means I'm running a much increased risk with the AP I'm spending to try and fight my enemies. But black, oh my goodness. Her black tiles, when she is champed and boosted, she is creating strike and attack tiles at strength 468. More obviously, if you have levels on her, I've got her at like 30 something. And of course, my game decides to restart as I'm trying to figure this out. But she, you know, those strike tiles are beefy. They rival the strike tiles that Grokket's going to drop. And then, you know, when you fire off her blue stun, she's creating more special tiles. She is almost not only an incredible stunner, she's almost able to run with the best of the special tile spammers in the 4-star tier. And if only there were some characters boosted this week that really go well with special tile spammers. Enter the Medusa.
Yeah.
Single best support character in the game, but you have got to have the teammates to maximize her power. She needs somebody to drop a bunch of special tiles. You know, I don't want to think about how many times I've run her with Carnage just for giggles. because that's an incredible. Traditionally, you pair them with either War Machine or Mr. Fantastic, but she will work incredibly well with Gamora, and her the blue that Medusa creates feeds well into Gamora. There was some debate about this before the show. I tend to prefer 5-5-3. The number of tiles that you swap stays the same between 3 and 5 purple covers. And the Medusa is best run when you just assume that no single special tile is going to be on the board long enough for an increased damage to make a difference. It's great if Gamora goes ahead and drops some high ones, you'll get some extra damage out of it, but do not rely on any particular tile being there. So you still get the board swap, you still get the tile manipulation, but you want the other two maximized. Just the sheer amount of AP and the health, the tanking that she does is incredible. We've also got main event Hulk. he doesn't tank, he doesn't get revenge for damage like the other Hulks do, but he has one really good use: constant board shake. Like me, if you're in the 5-star tier, if you're running SCL 9, he is perfect with Gladiator. You aren't going to rely on setting up good board matches between turns, but between God of Thunder and Grand Entrance, who cares? Your board's moving every time. And, unfortunately, Thor is not the 5-star essential this time, but even still, if you drop a Gamma Power Bomb with Thor on the board, you create some impressive amounts of damage. I don't think I'm going to hit my 100,000 in one drop like I did last time. He's still going to be fun to play with. I cannot stress enough, main event Hulk, Grockett, Thanos. See how many easy nodes you can win before you ever have to make a match.
Yep.
Turn zero victories are always, always fun. So 5-5-3 if you're running him with 5-star Thor, 3-5-5 if you're not. And finally, we've got Shuri. I got her champ, but I haven't played a whole lot with her other than when she's been essential. And they really do look like they were designed simultaneously. They both create fortified tiles. He uses yellow and blue. She uses red. She tweaks power costs. Oh, my goodness, does she tweak power? Now, there is a minimum, because otherwise you could do some really broken cheating stuff. And she also deals bonus damage if you match fortified tiles. Shuri and Black Panther, there's a lot of red overlap between the two. But, it seems like it can work. I think 5-3-5 is probably the optimal route there. Her blue passive is just, if you find the right team for it, it is absolutely wonderful. Looking back over all of these boosted this week, my recommendation is going to be try Blade, Gamora, and Iron Mana Battery. Because once you get that yellow off, Gamora's going to be able to probably drop about 2 to 3 stuns based off of that one recharge. Blade's going to have AP for days. He's going to be slashing people. He's going to be doing extra damage because of Gamora's strike tiles. I think that's going to be really fun. Also, drop Blade and IM40. Pick up Medusa. Simulator's 3-star essential is Doom. That blue is going to feed black. Doom's going to drop a lot of attack tiles. They match away. It fortifies your health. You'll be able to tank a little longer. So, yeah, I Blade, IM40, Gamora is probably going to be the best team you can make out of the boost this week. I think that's what we're looking at.
I find that interesting. You're throwing IM40 in there, but yeah, that makes sense. I get the combo.
That's my general formula is you have a damage dealer, a support character, an AP accelerator.
Right.
And that's my general theory is you always have one of your three be an AP accelerator, because the faster you get the match over with, the less, the fewer opportunities your opponent will have to do you damage. And with the way story mode is set up, and to a lesser extent, PvP, it's all about being able to get through a match with receiving as little damage as possible so that you have your health packs for dire emergencies.
Sure, right. I want to point out that Grinch said that the technical talk this segment is so unusual. again, slamming on the Ian.
All right, great stuff. You know the follow-up?
Oh, for some reason, I keep going back to the Schwarzenegger Hans Franz rip off character in Time to Use Guest. I keep wanting to say, hear me now and smell me later, because I remember him saying that to Elvira, and I don't remember why. Or Elmira, sorry.
Listen to me now.
And believe me later.
brought to you by Mystify, as always.
Mystify.
A little less mystified this week.
Yeah. Satanic on the Vine brought to you by this vine. I don't have any because I used that new saved character feature.
Yeah. See? But yeah.
I was going to say, rescued on the vine, rescued from the vine. You know, I had that 5-star Hawkeye, and I had a Colossus for my recycle character. They were on the vine, and now they're not.
Yeah, mine was two Jubilee. I now have 2 of 5 already for my Jubilee. She's at a 5-3-3, and so that came in just in time, as far as I'm concerned. I didn't think I was going to be able to get her up, but there you go.
Yeah, so we're gonna have to rethink this segment.
Yeah.
Donkey Teeth, I want to see what you have. The 27 covers, and you can't find a save home for them. What's going on here?
Yeah, what you doing? Yeah, I don't know. I guess we ought to talk to this vine and see if he would like to sponsor something else. Maybe we could talk about different kinds of potatoes each week or something.
That would be spudtacular.
Oh, I prefer white potatoes personally.
Racist.
Sorry, I think they taste better. Russets I'm not really down with. Yellow potatoes are okay. Purple potatoes are just weird and shouldn't be eaten. I'm not down with purple foods unless it's, you know, super fake purple. I love fake purple. Fake purple's delicious. The flavor purple? The flavor purple is fantastic. Things that are colored purple, not so much.
The problem is the flavor purple turns green on the way out, and that's just weird.
True story.
I had a cat that got in the purple Kool-Aid, and it scared the living daylights out of Miss Samurai.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. And, you know, now you know, knowing is half the battle.
The other half is part red lasers and part blue lasers.
Let's open some tokens brought to you, as always, by this guy.
This guy.
Thanks, this guy.
Who wants to go first? Too late. Oh, dear God. I have two to open. The first one is super sad. Because it's War Machine.
Oh. I was thinking you got another exploit.
The second one is a Yondu, Yaka Parachute. Oh, and a bonus! A bonus Valkyrie. Well, that's nice. Let's see. Let me see what that gets everyone here. So that gets my Valkyrie up to a 3-5-2. Yondu is at level 291. And War Machine is at level 275. So that bonus Valkyrie was super sweet.
Oh, it's got to like the bonus. So I'm going to hope that you got the Yondu so that I don't have to, because, I mean, he's fine. I like his as a character, but he has now become my second highest 4-star. I don't need any more Yondu.
You got the Yondu and I got the blues?
I don't get that reference, but I want Yondu and the blues.
There's a country song. She's got the rhythm. I got the blues.
Oh, now I'm not unhappy at all that I didn't get that reference.
You showing me how much I have to lose with her every little move? Never mind.
All right, I'm going now.
It's a Garth Brooks song.
Oh.
I think it's Garth Brooks.
You did? Okay.
She's got the rhythm, and I got the blues.
All right, I got apparently.
Oh,
not.
It's an Alan Jackson song. Oh, even better.
That he doesn't look at all like Garth Brooks.
He does not, because he looks like Alan Jackson.
All right, I've got a 4-star.
He's way down yonder on the Chattahoochee.
Strangely enough, I got a Spider-Gwen, an unexpected Spider-Gwen. So that will take her to a level 276, and that was uneventful. But that's all I got. That's all I got to spend. So you got something to spend, Samurai?
Yeah, I got an LT, and I'm going to spend a little bit of CP here. I'm desperately trying to get more Okoye covers, so...
Oh, sure.
I am going to pop Okoye square in the chest, just like Steve Atwater. It's a 4-star. Nova, take off.
Sorry. All right. I didn't know if that was your... It took me a second. I didn't know if that was his power or you telling him to take off.
Yeah, it's a Nova Red. That's a champ level, though, so... All right, let's hit the 25 and see. Hopefully a little bit of Craig's luck will rub off on me, because I am in a bonus hero drought. Another 4-star. X-23 holding back. Oh, there we go. Defilade.
Very nice.
I think that takes my Black Blonde Widow to a 155. So glad that the cover save feature is coming, because I have a sneaking suspicion that I'm going to not find another black for a while. All right, we'll do, let's see, one more. Big money, big money, big money. No whammies. And stop. It is... her name, Bubbles. Force Bubbles.
Man, you got, you got several classics on that one.
One more. Just one more. Come on. Another 4-star. Nico, when there blood is shed. Okay, I think that's enough pulling from me.
I won't use my new Nico name, because apparently it made, you know, caused consternation last week.
It caused consternation on and off the show, Craig. I don't know if you remember our reaction, but yeah, let's not do that.
Oh, yep, this bonus Widow cover is getting saved. Because that was her 6 purple, so she is still 154. She'll be a 254 when I finish Sim tomorrow.
Mine's up to a 233, so I'm good with anything at the moment. I don't know. I don't know if I should.
I'm sorry.
Favorite Jubilee or Widow at this point, but. Eh.
I'm sorry. I have a bonus pull, because that X-23 gave me another legendary token.
Oh, there you go.
And it is Cloak and Dagger, Child of Darkness. Does that give me another LT? Because that would be funny if I could get an LT. Oh, no, just some more command points.
Mm. I guess I'm going to go watch that show. I haven't watched it yet.
I've got it on my DVR. It's just, I am so far behind on watching Marvel stuff. We still haven't finished Punisher. We haven't finished Jessica Jones. And Luke Cage is coming out. Too much TV, not enough time.
I like my two co-hosts. I would just say just skip Punisher and watch Jessica Jones.
Okay.
Yeah, Punisher was awesome. Don't listen to him.
I found it a chore to get through.
I don't understand you in any way.
I'm just saying, for me, I like Jessica Jones a whole lot better.
See, I loved the Jessica Jones the first season. I you know, David Tennant
turned in
the single bet, the truest to form. Like, he was the Purple Man. But that was some of those scenes were just painful to get through, because it felt like it was a 7-episode miniseries that got stretched out to 13.
Hmm. Yeah,
that was why I loved Defenders so much. Was Defenders was only 8 episodes. It was, all right, let's get into this and let's get going.
Yeah.
And now, great, that 7 of those episodes were just Danny Rand telling you who he was and what all of his titles were.
But Craig, don't you understand? I am the Iron Fist. I am the sworn defender of Kunlun.
7 episodes, I think. Hi, we've never met before. Let me tell you all about myself. Oh, shut up, Danny.
Maybe he could go to door to door with his own religion. The fact that I am the sworn defender of Kunlun.
And yet I'm never going to be there, ever. I'm going to defend it from New York City.
Maybe Hank Pym can shrink Kunlun and let him roll it around in a suitcase.
Sure. Why not? Because, you know, when you shrink a building down, it's already got wheels bolted under the... All right, that was Tattoo Tokens brought to you by this guy.
Hooray, this guy.
Someone who's not here, tell me about the podcast network. Hey, yeah. We have a podcast network. There's shows on it.
Were you trying to do your Adam impersonation?
Yeah, I was. it was like my impersonation of Adam, who was impersonating Brian.
That wasn't bad, actually. That was pretty good. If that's what you were doing, it was pretty spot on.
Hey, let me tell you about my sleeping shirt.
We are a member of the soon-to-be-named network. It is a podcasting network. It has various shows, pop culture, political, news, you know, whatever you were looking for. You should check it out if you're looking to fill your commuting time or wherever you listen to podcasts. Again, soon-to-be-named-network.com, or you can also find it on Tumblr. So, yeah, there you go. Lots of shows. Check it out.
All right. Anything else for the go to the order, gentlemen?
Other than thanks for having me and... You know, hopefully I can be on again at some point. This has been incredible.
Yeah, thanks for filling in for us. That was sweet.
Yeah.
As always, we appreciate your graphics. They're always awesome. Your Google Foo is, you know, unmatchable. So Always good times.
And when Ian came in or called me on, what was that, Sunday? And was like, oh yeah, by the way, I forgot to mention, I'm not going to be there.
Right.
I'm like, oh, okay. But he actually suggested you, and you know, we were thinking about bringing you on anyway, so I'm glad you could make it. Worked
yeah,
out
I think well. I found out Monday that Ian wasn't going to be on today, so I was
glad I could be so useful on such short notice.
Or else we would have skipped a pie, I guess. But, you know, thanks everybody for joining us in. PuzzleWarriors3.com is our webpage. Comments, suggestions, you can go there or on the media of your variety flavor that you prefer. Go to our Amazon banner, top of our homepage, buy yourself some stuff for July 4th?
Yeah.
Prep ahead for America. Buy yourself some.
You can go buy a flask to take to your July 4th festivities.
Can't go wrong there.
But you cannot get e-flask.
Or you can head over to cafepress.com for Warriors 3. I don't think we sell flasks, but maybe we do.
Yeah, I thought we did.
We sell flasks?
I don't know. Don't quote me on that.
Okay. Alpha Team says we can't get them at Things Remembered at State College, that's for sure. All right, I think we're done then.
Hey, we do have flasks.
All right. Buy yourself a Puzzle Warriors flask. Fill it full of something good. A nice
grape
whiskey,
juice.
A nice rum.
Nothing with citric acid.
Yeah.
Bourbon's always nice. You know, I had a Jack Daniels one from a Jack Daniels store. And my Jack Daniels actually like ate a hole through it because I had left it in there for way too long, apparently.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
And then it was leaking out of my flask and I was sad.
The Leaky Flask, that sounds like a tavern name that in one of my D&D campaigns. I'll have to write that down.
Yeah, I'm thinking. Yeah, we should use that ourselves, Ray.
Yeah.
The Leaky Flask.
All right, take us away.
All right, we're all done then. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, that this one is coming from the corporation. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Figure that clue out.
I have no idea.
That's right.